All right, it's Marvin Reed, back on the track. If you guys don't do better in school, so like that, would you drop out? Why or why not?
Would I drop out of school?
Would I drop out of school?
No, I would not drop out of school because it's stupid. I mean, like, I know my cousin, he failed the seventh grade many times, and I wouldn't drop out because it's just not worth it. Come so far just to stop. Plus, I want to become a lawyer when I grow up.
Now, if I was struggling in school, I wouldn't drop out. That would just push me to move forward because in the beginning of this year, I was struggling in school. I had like maybe 4 or 5 F's. But now I'm at an average grade. I have honors, but I'm pushing for high honors. I would never drop out. It's just something that my family doesn't do. We always work harder and push through it.
I wouldn't drop out of school because I still have a chance to flip my grades around. I don't want to be repeating the same grade over. I wouldn't want to drop out of school because if I do that, I wouldn't be able to go to college to do what I actually want to do for a job, is to be a video game designer. My grades aren't that bad, but usually every year, the first grading period is terrible for me. I usually get F's and D's.
Because it's bad and need to get your education done.
My, brother, he didn't drop out of high school, but he dropped out of college. He went to Ohio State, and he went there for about a year and a couple months. He said it was too overwhelming. He played football. His grades were dropping, so he just came home, and he wants to go back, but he did drop out. So he'll probably be going to Penn State, hopefully, this year. There was a lot going on at home that my teachers and everybody knows about that made me drop my grades in a way that forced me to. The way that it was, something was going on. And basically, when that was over, they told me to bring back up my grades, and that's what I've been doing. My mom, she had an asthma attack, and UPMC East basically put her paralyzed. They over-medicated her, and she was in the hospital for 2 months and 2 weeks. She went through 4 hospitals. She was in a helicopter going to hospitals. It was just a rough time. But when she got out of the hospital, she still needed help moving around and things. Like, needed help walking and doing all that. And she just finished therapy. She's doing real good now. But that's what keeps pushing me to go forward instead of backwards.
All right. Well, you know, you guys shared something with me about, you know, your mom. So, like that, being life-flighted. So I guess I can share something about my life, all right? So I was outside with my friends, and my brother was there. They were in the alley behind the house. I told them I was going to meet them in the front to go get my bike, and we'll all ride. They said, okay, so they decided. My brother is autistic, by the way, and so he doesn't really know that much better, but I'm trying to have him as, like, everybody else would, and, you know, he's like an everyday kid. So he follows my friend, and he's speeding down his alley with his bike, and he flies out in the middle of the road. And the car misses Michael and smacks my brother, and I came out, and I heard, like, a gunshot. Now, I don't care if it's a gunshot or anything. If my brother's out there, I'm best believe I'm going out right behind him. Like, that's my family. I'm going to protect that. So I ran over there. I was in shock. I didn't know what to do. You could see bone, and I almost passed out. I'm not going to lie. I was crying. I was clenching my brother's hand because I didn't know what to do because I thought he probably broke some ribs. He didn't even know what happened. He was sitting there like in shock and he was crying because I was crying. So I wiped my tears off my face and I was holding his hand the whole time. I don't know why I feel this so much, but I probably almost consider dying over my brother because I wouldn't let nothing happen to him. So that's how serious, I'm letting y'all know how serious I am with that. Like, if he ever got bullied in school, I don't care how big the kid is. I'm coming to that school and I'm beating him up right there. So, yeah, and he got life-flighted to the hospital, Children's Hospital. My stepdad came. He couldn't believe it. He freaking threw his truck into second gear and flew into someone's yard. He got out, left the door open, everything. He was in shock because the ambulance came and everything. Cops, everything. Everybody was there. Ambulance took him and my stepdad over to this field where this big helicopter came down and scooped him up. And me and my Nana, with my mom in the car and everything like that, we all just left in one car and went straight to the hospital where my brother was. But they gave him something so he wouldn't really feel the pain. And, you know, just sitting there watching him, I was still in shock. Like, I had no idea how that happened. The whole way, I'm thinking that's my fault. I told him to go down there and meet me in the front. And my brother's recovered. He's fine and stuff like that. He's going to have a wound on his left leg for the rest of his life. What would you have done in my situation that I was in? I mean, ever since that time, I've always been depressed and stuff like that. Because I couldn't believe I let that happen. My mom, like, trusted me and stuff like that. She brought me out there. She still does, but I don't trust myself with him.